ABC Radio Darwin.
It was a lot different than what I thought. In the beginning, I just went there because pretty much my family and friends said that I'll be good at it, so I decided to take the plunge and do it. And then what I actually got out of it was the amount of messages of support and inspiration from really young kids and their parents messaging in, talking about how I've inspired their kids to get out and do something, all the way up to, you know, adults and things like that. That's been very inspiring for myself.
Okay, so you've heard from a lot of people across the board.
Hundreds, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Yeah. Have you been surprised with the traction and the popularity the show has had? And I'll just get you to move a little bit closer if you don't mind there. Because it's become really quite massive on TV.
I knew it would be popular. It's been popular in the US for quite some time, and I knew that Australians, we love that adventurous kind of out there stuff, and I knew that it would be quite popular, but yeah, definitely not like it has been. Most popular TV show every night it's run by quite a lot. So,
Can you take us behind the scenes? What's it like when you're actually a competitor on Australia's Ninja Warrior? What do you go through? You obviously trained a lot to, well, you do a lot of training, of course, but you trained especially for the program, did you?
So for this first season, I didn't train specifically for the program. I do CrossFit, and that's kind of a general physical preparedness program, prepares you for most things, but not for one particular thing. So I thought that and my love of climbing trees as a kid would kind of get me through.
Yeah.
And it did pretty well. However, if you want to do extremely well, you do have to be quite specific, grip strength, climbing, scaling and things like that. So if I decided to do it again or if they would have me back, I'd definitely do stuff a bit more specific the next time around.
What's it like when you – I mean, I'm not sure whether you actually go through a tunnel to then, you know, come out onto the set. I think that might be a little bit of TV tricks.
It sure is.
It sure is. It looks great, but I'm just thinking it's probably not accurate. But you do stand on that ledge at the very edge of the entire course, and you look ahead and you think, I'm going to have to try and get through this, and I have to try and get through this fast. So what's it like standing there in that moment? What's going through your head?
So going through my head, well, I was running through my plan. Telling myself exactly what I was going to do, stop, think, then act before every single obstacle. I didn't actually do that. I kind of didn't stop until just before I ran up the wall. Again, not knowing how much traction. I had no chance of practicing anything. You're not allowed to.
Yeah.
So I didn't know how much traction I'd have, and I hadn't seen anyone ever go through it before. So, yeah, I didn't really know. So I stopped for that one. But other than that, I just went, I suppose.
Yeah. And what was the hardest part of the course?
The unknown and not knowing how the grip would feel on certain things. I have relatively good grip strength. Fingertip grip strength is something that's a bit different to me. That's like a rock climber's kind of thing. The hardest thing was just not knowing and then trying to adjust as you kind of went through the middle of the course.
Yeah, I can imagine. But having all the TV cameras and all the lights and the crowd roaring there as well, does that add to the stress or does that actually spur you on?
To be honest, you stand and while you're waiting there, you take all the crowd and the cameras and your family on the sideline, you take all that kind of stuff in. But as soon as you hear that buzzer, it's because maybe the lights are in your eyes and you can't see the crowd as much or it's just game on and you just go.
Yeah. What's it like? Have you looked back on the footage of you doing it?
Yes.
Yeah, and how does that feel?
It felt pretty good. You can see a lot of mistakes and things that if you did get to practice it, that you would change with your run, whether it to be faster or more efficient or fluent. There is a lot of mistakes in there and that's what I would practice if I did it again.
All right. Often we know when we look back on something, all of us, when we look back on something we've done, we think, oh no, why did I do that? Were there any of those moments for you?
Many. So obviously for the media and TV and things like that, they try to get you to say certain things. And obviously I played the persona of Captain America. And seeing that for the very, because I didn't see it I saw it for the first time, just like you did on TV for the first time. And I was like, oh my God, you loser. But then when I hear the messages of support from especially kids and that now they have their Captain America shields cheering you on and things like that, that inspiration side of the things.
Yeah.
I was kind of glad I did it.
So the journey's over for you now, but what comes next? You said you've had so much support and feedback from people. Has that encouraged you to, go on the show again or, develop your own life? Because you work with the Defence Force, yes?
So I did work with the Defence Force. At the moment, I'm on long service leave before I discharge.
Okay.
I'm just opening my own gym at the moment, CrossFit Abode in Winnally. So that's been a big process and part of my life at the moment, and that should open very shortly. So Yeah, that's what's keeping me busy at the moment.
And if there's another season, will you go back?
100%. If they have me back, I'll definitely go back. Again, looking back at what I did, and in the semis, I made one silly, like I had a plan in my head. I changed it, and then at the last second, I decided to go back to the tyre, and it was gone, and I came off. So it was just that one little tiny mistake.
Yeah, and you wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, it left me wanting more. I wouldn't do it again.
Nice one. Hey, it's really nice to meet you. Well done representing the Northern Territory. There were so many people here cheering you on, and I know that you got all those thoughts of support as well. We wish you all the best in your future endeavours, and great job representing the Territory. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you, Rowan. You too.
KB Head, who has just returned from Australian Ninja Warrior, Darwin's very own, and he did very well as well.